Good morning, children. Let us start with arithmetic progression, the fifth chapter of your syllabus. Let us first understand what is arithmetic progression. Let me give you some examples and some counter examples. Observe the series carefully. On one side, you have the APs and on the other side, you have the non-APs. Look at the APs. 2, 4, 6, 8. What are the next terms? 10, 12 and so on. Look at the next one. Minus 2, minus 3, minus 4, minus 5. What will the next terms be? Minus 6 and minus 7. Yes, you got it right. How is the next term formed? It is formed by adding a constant to the previous term. In other words, the difference between two consecutive terms is same. Observe 4 minus 2, what is the difference? 2. 6 minus 4, what is the difference? 2 again. 8 minus 6, difference is again 2. Look at the second sum. What is the difference? Minus 3, minus of minus 2 gives you minus 1. So the difference between two consecutive terms here is minus 1. When the difference is constant, then it forms an arithmetic progression. Look at the non-APs. You have 2, 3, 2, 3 and so on. What is the difference between the first term and the second term? It is 1. What is the difference between the third term and the second one? It is minus 1. The difference is not common. Hence, it does not form an arithmetic progression. In the first column, we see that the sequence progresses in a particular pattern. In the second column, we don't see the same pattern. In the first column, we observe that the difference between the consecutive terms is same. And this difference is known as the common difference of the arithmetic progression. Can you tell me if 5, 5, 5, dot, dot, dot is an arithmetic progression or not? Yes, it is. Because the difference between the consecutive terms is a constant zero. The common difference here is 0. You go on adding 0 to the previous term, you get the same term. Now, let us form an AP with the first term as 3 and the common difference as 4. What is our first term? 3. What is the second term? 3 plus 4 equals 7. What is the third term? 7 plus 4 equals 11. Hence, our AP is 3, 7, 11, 15 and so on. If in case you want to find the 100th term, it is not possible for us to go on adding the common difference 100 times. Isn't it? So many times. So we need a general formula for this. Let us derive a formula for the nth term of an AP with the first term as A and the common difference D. Let our first term be A. What is our second term? A plus D. What is our third term? D added to the second term. That becomes A plus D plus D. That gives us A plus 2D. What is our fourth term? D added to the third term. That becomes A plus 2D plus D. That gives us A plus 3D. Now observe the terms carefully. What is A to? A plus D. That D, shall I write it as 2 minus 1 into D? Okay. Now look at A3. It is A plus 2D. Instead of 2, shall I write 3 minus 1? So that A plus 2D can be written as a plus 3 minus 1 into d. What is a4? A plus 3d. Otherwise, a plus 4 minus 1 into d. What did we get? Fourth term is a plus 4 minus 1 into d. What is a5 then? A plus 5 minus 1 into d. Similarly, what is an? A plus n minus 1 into d. We have got the formula now. An, the nth term, is a plus n minus 1 into d. What is an? The nth term. What is a1 or a? That is our first term. What is n here? The position of the term. D is common difference. Now, let us find out the 100th term of an AP whose first term is minus 24 and the common difference is 4. What is our formula now? An equals a plus n minus 1 into d. So our 100th term will be minus 24 plus 100 minus 1 into 4. Simplify that, you get 372. What is our 100th term now? 372. Let us do a few sums of our exercise of the chapter arithmetic progression. A few situations are given to you and asked to determine if it is an arithmetic progression. The taxi fare after each kilometer, when the fare is rupees 15 for the first kilometer and rupees 8 for each additional kilometer, will it form an AP? For the first kilometer, how much is it? It is 15 rupees. For the second kilometer, 15 plus 8. For the third one, it will be 15 plus 8 plus 8. Does it form an AP? Yes, it forms an AP. What is our first term here? 15. What is the common difference? 8. Now, see another situation. The amount of air present in a cylinder when a vacuum pump removes 1/4 of the air remaining in the cylinder at a time. Let us take an example. Let the cylinder have 16 cubic units of air. We have to remove 1/4. That means we are removing 4 cubic units of air. Now how much is remaining? 12 cubic units are remaining. Again, 1/4 of 12 gives you 3 cubic units. Is the difference common? No. In the first case, we removed 4 cubic units of air. In the second case, we removed 3 cubic units of air. The amount of air present in the cylinder when vacuum pumps removes 1/4 of the air remaining in the cylinder at a time does not form an AP. Another problem. Look at the AP. Look at the sequence. Root 2, root 8, root 18, root 32. Does it form an AP? You will be tempted to look at the numbers 2, 8, 18, 32. No, it does not form an AP. No. Let us simplify this further. Look at root 8. What is root 8? Root 8 is root of 4 into 2. That gives you 2 root 2. Look at root 18. That is 3 root 2. Root 32 is 4 root 2. Now write the series once again. You have root 2, 2 root 2, 3 root 2, 4 root 2, and so on. Does it form an AP now? Yes, it forms an AP. First term is root 2 and the common difference is also root 2. Look at one more sum. 1 square, 3 square, 5 square, 7 square. Will it form an AP? Let us rewrite it once again. 1 square as 1, 3 square as 9, 5 square as 25, 7 square 49. Look at it. Observe it carefully. Is it an AP? The difference between the consecutive terms is not common. Hence, it does not form an AP. Children, you can try the sums of the first exercise. I'll come back with module 2. Thank you.